From dining to living to wherever, we help give confused rooms new direction. This is the Confused Room Podcast.
Welcome to the next episode of Confused Room. Hello, everybody. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again. Thank you for watching or listening on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, YouTube, iHeart, wherever
you may. All them things
that you may be listening to us on, or YouTube. Of course, we have the website at confusedroom.com where you can see the visual version of this show, where if you're maybe driving to work listening to it for design ideas and such, when you get to the office, don't work. Watch the show there and you can actually see what we're talking about and go, aha.
I have a suspicion that they pay attention does at work more than they should, but that's okay.
Then you can peruse Pinterest for the rest of the day, and that's what I mean. I used to, it's before Pinterest, but I used to lock myself in my office at work at the radio station, and I just I worked on making radio ads for my own myself for like 10 years.
I didn't know about Pinterest till you showed me, and I bet you're kind of wishing you hadn't shown me that, huh?
There's no way that, like, me telling you about Pinterest would have, like, not allowed you to find Pinterest.
You also found Fixer Upper for me.
So I did.
Double on you for
you would have discovered,
all this.
You would have discovered either. There's nothing to do with me. I just happened to be the one who pointed it out before you found it. You would have found either of them.
That's true.
I just thought you would enjoy them. They were in their infancy when I pointed them out. But
I'll never forget when you turned on HGTV. We were in the middle of like tornado night. We're in Kansas.
Yeah, we were.
You have these nights where they tell you 3 days ahead, it's going to be Stormageddon.
Yeah.
You might as well tell your family goodbye, put all your valuables in the basement because nothing's going to survive the night.
And that's really not far off.
And so, you know, I mean, sports activities are canceled. Everything is shut down. The movie theater closes because of the potential for disaster. Yeah. So I get really anxious during that. That's probably the reason we don't live in Kansas anymore. And you set me down with a nice drink of, I don't know what it was, but it was a lot of liquor. And you turned on this brand
32 ounce Everclear.
You know, but you turned on this brand new show and you're like, here, it's a Texas show. You might like it. Go watch this. And I zoned out drinking and watching Fixer Upper, and I survived the night, and the rest is history.
It's almost like we have like a home for people. It's like, okay, it's TV time.
Yeah.
Put Jenny in the corner with her knitting and
I mean my pudding.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I mean, seriously, you have not experienced weather like that until you've been through that state. And she's not exaggerating. I mean, other areas, I mean, maybe like, you know, Oklahoma does the same thing.
Oklahoma is worse.
But there's not many states where you have 3 day in advance Armageddon essential type warnings where they're like, it's going to be horrible between 3 and 7 p.m. in 3 days from now. You may want to consider leaving the state right now, other than like hurricane shit.
There was times where we thought if we had time, we would have fled. But
yeah.
When you start seeing Weather Channel vehicles show up in your neighborhood, it's kiss your ass goodbye time because they know the shit's coming down and, oh, it's, I don't miss it a bit.
I remember the red house, the first house that I ever bought, the first house that we lived in together.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked. And it was just a small little neighborhood right outside of Wichita, a little suburb. And I would walk around outside. I would do like a walk around the little retaining pond that didn't retain too well. And around the neighborhood. And then one day I'm like, this is odd. I think I've seen this car before. It looks kind of like the Back to the Future car. It's not a DeLorean, though. It's that damn Storm Chaser one that's in the documentaries.
It looks like the cross between an alligator snapping turtle and a tank.
What one was it?
The TIV.
Yeah. And it's in, you know, you've seen it on TV if you watch any storm shows.
The tornado in impervious vehicle or something.
It was
like
the
that.
One that was in that the IMAX documentary.
It was in the documentary. So that like, was literally on the next street over. So that tells you the kind of weather we deal with. Now, I will say poor Oklahoma, they always have it worse. But I'm a native Texan, and I think Kansas, you guys are nuts. Just nuts.
And that's why we don't live there anymore. Should we talk about a room?
Yeah, let's talk about
the purpose of the episode. Okay, let's talk about. I need a pen. I need to get that damn
a stylus
or something.
Use your finger.
Yeah. Which finger should I use to touch the screen? Okay, so our episode today, this is about a dining room. This is the picture that was sent in to us. And you can send your picture into us as well. Just go to confusedroom.com, send it in, or send it in through our Facebook page and give us a little info on the design or the style that you like. And we will go to work on it. And on a future episode, may use it and give you a free room reimagine here on the podcast. So this is it. This is the another golden oaked, trimmed out dining space. Lots of nice, you know, windows to view out. And they're in the forest. They have a nice view. And that's what they said to me. Like, we really want to kind of celebrate where we're at, relaxed, you know, dining space and enjoy this view we have here. They got a little view out window right kind of in part of the dining area. And then on the very front wall where there's essentially a little inlet, which is where
it's where you would traditionally put a china hutch. That started to become a thing in the 90s to do a built-in spot for that.
And there's two windows right next to that as well. It's a pretty, you know, it's a nice, it's a formal type dining space. But it's not really formalized out. It's kind of a vanilla golden oak table there.
And it doesn't have to be formal.
No, it doesn't have to be at all.
Yeah.
But it's its own separate space.
Right.
So it's not like it's not the breakfast nook. It really, I think, is designed as a formal dining space. And what I've noticed on so many dining spaces, you know, I feel like you should be using them for more things than just dining. I mean, there's so many places or so many dining rooms that just never get used.
Yeah.
Either they are decked out really well, mm-hmm. or literally nothing is done to them, like this. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like such a waste. It's a whole room in a house, usually with a really good view, usually with pretty decent architecture, in a really nice location. And it is sometimes one of the most rarely used rooms in a home, unless you're a big dinner party family.
Sure.
You know, it just seems to sit so often. And I think it'd be great if we could figure out more ways to use these rooms in more effective ways.
Well, and a lot of people, they just turn their dining room into a makeshift office or a dumping ground because they don't have the proper spots for where things should go, so everything ends up in there because it's out of the way. Mm-hmm. I remember that's how the dining room was when I was a kid. I think we ate in there maybe twice.
Sure.
The whole time. But we had this built-in window table where we all four sat in a row looking out the window, and we ate there 99% of the time. So I think, you know, like when we were at your parents' house and we played a card game at the dining table, people should play games in their dining room. That should be more of a thing.
And I don't know why people don't use like their formal dining spaces. I mean, I think sometimes it's either because it is too bare, or it feels too formal to use comfortably.
It needs to be more comfortable. And that was part of the focus that I did on the room was I wanted to make it more approachable.
And that I think is the big thing with these spaces. So you want to talk about your space first?
Sure.
Okay, let me bring up your video and here you go. And if you want to see this, confusedroom.com. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I went with tearing out the carpet first because I think a carpet in a space where you're going to have dining is a bad idea. And I wanted to focus on bringing the outdoors in. I actually added a second picture window that mirrored the other one so that you had twice as much of the outdoor view and light. I put a nice long table in this room because it is kind of elongated. So over the table, put two hanging light fixtures instead of just one. Mirrors on the back wall to kind of, again, reflect nature so everybody sitting around the table can see what the outdoors looks like. What's going on? Is it snowing? Is it raining? Whatever. And with the whole china hutch nook, I decided to add some can lights over it, but also do maybe a built-in buffet with some glass shelving. And that way it's not this weird spot where it feels like you have to have a piece of furniture there. It's more of a built-in purposefully design place where you can, you know, you can serve Thanksgiving dinner from that buffet. You can also put out snacks for game night.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my focus. I went with a wood look on the floors, but also just to soften it, you know, highly durable jute rug. Those are great in dining areas because they're really easy to clean. The fibers don't absorb all the color of whatever falls on it.
Is it also a rug you could use outside as well?
That's something that I do. There's jute rugs that you cannot use outside, but there's a lot of jute looking rugs that you use outside. I bring those indoors. Mm-hmm. I do that all the time because you really, when you look at it, it's hard to know mm-hmm. whether it's an indoor, outdoor. Outdoor rugs naturally are going to be tougher and, you know, fight stains more. You can literally take it outside and hose it off if it gets bad enough. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I do. Yeah.
I like it a lot, and so has the reaction from everyone watching on Facebook right now. Some of the questions and some of the statements that we got, wow! Lots of O's.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to add the O's and some Stacey. Dinah says, that's gorgeous. Jenny, you are a genius. That is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Dave, do you shop at Pottery Barn?
True story, I go to Pottery Barn any chance I get for ideas. I like to see what, you know, furnishings are, you know, coming out, things like that, trends, but I don't purchase. I just go and absorb as much as I can when I'm in the part of the country that has Pottery Barns. We don't have one here. Mm-hmm. I have to drive an hour and a half to get to Pottery Barn, and I hit it anytime I can.
Sure. I like going there for ideas, too. I don't think I've ever bought anything from Pottery Barn, honestly.
And I have no problem with Pottery mm-hmm. Barn, other than I think you can replicate the look yeah. for a lot more affordable.
I agree. Budget. A lot less. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, that's the beauty of the fact that everybody is now into this. And they're into making their homes look really cool and the feel that they want to go for. You don't necessarily have to buy the specific thing or wait 2 or 3 years for it to go from the Pottery Barn down to Target or down to whatever. And we're not advertising any stores here tonight, but you can find so many of these things at home decor stores now for a fourth of the price at regular price. And if you can find them at 10% off, 20%, 30% off, whatever, you can do these rooms so much more affordably than ever before.
Well, even like the light fixtures over mm-hmm. the table, you can get something in a similar design at your big box store or even online. There's plenty of, I think, almost like big box stores online, like Wayfair and Overstock, where you can get mm-hmm. things for remodeling. And people don't realize that. Yeah. And I just find that that's a great resource.
I do too. And it's interesting because a lot of the designs that we have here, and this is not, we're not being paid by Wayfair or anything.
I wish.
That may be something to look into eventually. But
I love Wayfair, but they don't love us yet.
They don't love us yet. But a lot of the designs that we have and in our design catalog of products that we pull from are somewhere, not everything, but there are some Wayfair products in there, which is just nice to have access to when we're putting these designs together. But again, not an advertisement. We're making $0 from really them at all. But that's another outlet.
Yeah.
For buying stuff. So, ready to see my little thingy?
Yeah.
My little take on the room. Now that you've shown your absolute beautiful design. Mine's a little it's different.
Okay.
It's my take on the room.
Yeah.
So, here we go. What I did here was the colors I picked for this room, really fun. I went with white wainscoting about a third of the way up the wall and accented the rest of the wall with a kind of a dark teal flavor. Coated the ceiling in white tongue and groove planks with rich black crown molding with a rustic style table made from old barn with lots of iron castings and accents with ornate black metal chairs and an iron globe chandelier above it all. My favorite part is over here. This is a little lounge area I created by encasing eclectic fireplace, an electric fireplace, into an old hutch opening by finishing the wall off. Surrounded the fireplace with a brick painted lighter shade of teal on the wall, shiplapped around the rest of the wall, and put two comfy rust orange chairs in front of the fireplace for a nice place to enjoy a cocktail before dinner. Then on the back wall there, finished it off with a simple white buffet table, two classic buffet lamps, and an oversized ornate clock. And that's how I did my room.
I love your use of texture.
Yeah.
The texture on the ceiling, texture on the fireplace with the shiplap and the brick and the wainscoting all the way around. It draws you in.
What I think needs to be done, and when you're thinking of a dining space, is think about, when you go to a restaurant, or at least a nice restaurant, you're going there for the, the food, but experience, I think, more than anything half the time. And I think what people should think about when they're thinking about their formal, quote unquote, dining space, if they have one, would be to think about, okay, how can I incorporate the elements of what I look forward to when I go out to my favorite restaurant or that nice restaurant that I enjoy being at, or more so just relaxed restaurant is what I should say more than anything. Sometimes formal can be too stuffy, but the restaurant you just enjoy going to and spending time at, the restaurant you enjoy going to and having a drink before dinner at and relaxing and then going in and taking your time, that place. Sure. Think about that. How do you incorporate that sort of feel into your own space? And that's what I did with the fireplace and the little kind of lounge area.
And I like how you brought the outdoors in with using the outdoor fixtures as sconces inside. I really like that.
And with the area too that you sit by, you have two of the sconces down there and you're surrounded by the windows. Mm-hmm. So you're able to sit in the chair, you can enjoy the view outside, no matter what season or what weather may be going on, and you have the fireplace right there. It can be on, it can be off, it doesn't really matter. But you can sit there, have a drink before dinner, and then, hey, turn around, sit down in your table, and you're ready to go. And another piece I added to this, I didn't mention in the description, was the, I put an old kind of tin restaurant sign
up that
I found. And the colors on this one, I thought just kind of matched the room, but you could really find almost any sort of retro-y. You can get a reproduction. If you can get one that actually has some meaning to you, all the better. But I think it's fun to be able to incorporate things like that, into a space like that.
Sure.
We have one, and it's not up right now.
We've got to bring it home.
Yeah, it's at the the other studio actually, where I record the grave talks from. It's sitting up there, and it says food and cocktails, and it's a big old. It's metal, but
it's enameled.
It's an enameled metal sign. And it's from a restaurant up in Wisconsin that I remember seeing this sign growing up as a kid. And the restaurant that it was on was closed down from most of my childhood. In fact, all of my childhood. It was vacant from at least the early 1980s to probably 2010 or so. My childhood and beyond. But the sign stood because these old signs, the porcelain enameled signs, they're so rugged. But it sat there forever, building a complete disrepair. Eventually, somebody else bought the place, turned it into something else, took the sign down eventually. And then I find this thing in an antique store in my hometown with my dad. And there was a two-part to the sign. One said Club Harbor, one said food and cocktails. And I said, look, I really want this. And he's like, oh, it's really pricey. I'm like, well, what if we buy them both together? Maybe we can get a package deal on this of you buy the one you want, I'll buy the other one, and let's see. So we got a good price on it. And so we have that piece. And it's just your classic retro supper clubby sign. And I'm looking forward to using it down here in our bar where we tape our other show for ghost stories.
And what I love about that is like what we talked about with the doors a couple weeks ago, you kept these two signs essentially together because they're in the same family, and they're not separated. They're not going to end up they are hundreds of miles apart, but they're not going to end up never being together.
They will stay together.
Yeah. And I love that.
Yeah. And it's just neat. I mean, I have so many memories. The memory that always comes to my mind driving by that building is it was always raining out there for some reason, from my mind, when we drove that way, just seeing this creepy building and that sign. And I can just picture it. Just picture it driving and being a kid in the back seat looking out the window. And I have the vision in my mind of
that
sign.
That's such an old building, too.
It is. It's now called Capone's. And it's it was also a hangout for Al Capone back in his day. And it's rumored to be haunted and all that. But
Capone-related things just find their way to you.
They do. And a lot of people say, you look like Al Capone, kind of.
You do. You should do that for Halloween.
I don't think anyone would get it.
I think a lot of people would get it.
Really?
Yeah, because he has a whole history here. I mean, he had a cabin on the lake up stream. So, yeah.
I give a bunch of people heart attacks, the older generation. Like, oh, my God, he's
you
back!
You have to shave, though. The beard
oh, yeah.
to go.
I could. That'd be kind of fun.
You could do that. Kind
of. So, there you go. Those are our designs for this episode of Confused Room. If you have a room you'd like us to do some designing on or reimagining on,
yeah.
right, send it into us. ConfusedRoom.com is the website. Monday through Wednesday, download the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeart, wherever you download podcasts. Press subscribe there as well. That greatly helps us grow in the rankings, so other people know that we exist. Join us tomorrow for another episode, another room, another space. Could be yours. If you send it into us, we don't charge anything to do this. We pick three people a week, and those three folks get their room reimagined. ConfusedRoom.com. Please go and do that. Until next time, for Jenny, I'm Tony. Thanks for watching another episode of Confused Room.